Hello everyone, this is our sixth video and today we will talk about Team Charter.
Hi.
First, let's start with the definition of Team Charter, Mr. İzgi.
Yeah, the Team Charter is an important document. It enables the team values, agreements, practices as the team members perform their work together. We expect to see some important information in the team charter, such as shared values, communication guidelines, how to make decisions, how to resolve conflicts, information about the meetings, and so on.
Okay, how is it prepared? I mean, is it written by the project manager who demands the team to obey it?
No. In order to get buy-in from the team members should participate actively while the team charter is being prepared. It's a living document. It should be updated whenever needed.
I understand that it should be prepared by participation of the whole team. Otherwise, the team members may not think that it is realistic. The other concepts are ground rules and team norms that we need to talk about. Can you give information about that, Mr. İzgi?
Sure, Mr. Taker. The reason why we establish the ground rules and team norms is that we want to set clear expectations. The team charter should include all of them. What are the ground rules? The ground rules are actions considered acceptable or unacceptable. We want to clarify and inform what the expected behaviors are as far as the team members are concerned. This will make the expected performance transparent, reducing the likelihood of confusion. So, we expect these affect the team performance in a positive manner. It will be easier to handle conflicts whenever they arise. Think of the ground rules as a baseline which shows what the expected performance is, also gives information how to maintain it.
What is the responsibility of a project manager to create an environment that fosters adherence to ground rules?
The project manager facilitates effective collaboration, promotes visibility of progress, enables the team to self-manage as much as possible. Self-managing teams will be covered in a future video.
Okay. Is a team charter used in only agile projects, or is it suitable for traditional managed projects?
The team charter is used in all kinds of projects, agile and traditional. Establishing values, agreements, and practices is a necessity in any kind of project we can think of.
Mr. İzgi, assume that I'm a project manager of a team. I and my team created a team charter, and I'm sure my team has a general understanding of ground rules and norms. Then we started executing the project, but one of my team members does not obey rules and behaves disrespectful to other members. Additionally, he does not participate in the team activities. What should I do as a project manager?
Well, the team and the project manager should assess opportunities for remediation together. In rare cases, removal and replacement of an offending team member becomes the only choice available, unfortunately.
Okay, now I will show an example of a team charter and let's talk about briefly on it, Mr. İzgi.
On the screen, we see a team charter prepared in Washington University. We're going to post the link showing this team charter with our video. First, we see the goals as given by 5 C's. For example, the first item is cooperate to perform exceptionally on all assignments. Others are also seen. Then we see meeting norms. For example, the first item says we will meet every Thursday from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in Packer Hall. The next section is working norms. For example, the first item says assignments are unofficially due 2 days prior to the official deadline. The next section is leadership norms. As an example, the first item says reserving a meeting room in Packer Hall and informing the team about the location. Then we have on the next page communication norms. For example, all members will make sure to reply to text messages and emails. Then we have consideration norms. For example, when talking to each other, we will be considerate of others. And the last section is continuous improvement norms. For example, the first question is, was the week efficiently utilized? Then we see the signatures. Feel free to study this document if you need in detail.
We have come to the end of our sixth video.
Yes. In this video, we talked about the team charter and its components. In the next video, we'll cover the techniques used in creating the team ground rules. Thanks for watching our videos. We'll be glad if you like our videos and subscribe to our channel. Bye-bye now.
Hope to see you in our next video. Bye.